ourselves. We are our own sponsors, so check us out at podbot.ai, that's spelled P-O-D as in podcast, and B-O-T as in robot. .ai, which stands for artificial intelligence. We're not charging anything at podbot.ai and we're not even running any ads other than this one. But we do want to spread the fun around, so tell your friends about podbot.ai. Or don't. We don't really care. It turned out that it was the work of the giant streamer Lex Berner, but the platform eventually removed the anime for technical reasons, and he has now been suspended and will have to answer in court. While fans were reporting on Mushoku Tensei, the 9 million people who followed the streamers had forgotten about it for a while. Mushoku Tensei calls for poor people to see the anime only, because they are the only ones who can identify with the protagonist. If you are one of the 9 million people on the platform and you are removed from episode 5 before it airs, you have no right to your opinion. Bilibili has been streaming the anime series Jobless Reincarnation since the episode was removed last Sunday. According to Variety, a group of female Bilibili users have accused the platform of tolerating misogynistic and sexually suggestive content. While the show reportedly enjoyed 9.2 out of 10 reviews on the platform, it was bombarded with criticism on the platform, with 72% giving it a 1-star rating. Sophie said on Weibo, "We strongly reject and condemn all forms of offensive behavior and comments against women." Rumors are circulating on Weibo, Twitter and Baidu that the series is brutally critical of anime. One video influencer said, "Only people can enjoy power, only people with power." Another explained, "I just identify as a protagonist without a story." He told the followers of Lex Berner that he had applied for a license to denounce Bilibili's inferior content. He also apologized only to the users who attacked him during the stream, but his past sins finally caught up with him. Although there was no ambiguity at that time, the previous fan base of the various shows had united and formed their own fan bases. Lex became notorious, many of his old followers abandoned him and condemned him for his words. Although his words put Bilibili in a strange place, Lex is still a top 100 Bili contributor and is expected to be among the top 100 contributors next year, but on Wednesday, the consumer brand announced it would stop working with the streamer after he moderated a video about the company's plans to go more mainstream, and appeared to censor those who criticized his decision. Bilibili has become one of the most popular streaming services in Japan and also in the USA. Lately, they have been trying to occupy the space that apps like YouTube occupy in Western Europe, but not in East Asia. Brands that have cut ties with them include T-Mobile, NTT Docomo, Nintendo, Sony and Sony Music Entertainment, but on Wednesday, some consumer brands announced they had stopped working with the streamer, not only because of its host but also because it seemed to censor those who criticized its decision. Bilibili became known in Japan in the late 1990s and early 2000s as an alternative music streaming service. Recently, it has tried to make itself more mainstream, taking up the space occupied by apps and YouTube from the West. Brands that have cut ties include KFC, McDonald's, T-Mobile, Coca-Cola, Toyota, and many others. The anime also stirred controversy when popular Chinese influencer Lex Berner disparaged the show and its fans. The South China Morning Post reported that the company issued the following statement on Wednesday: "Respect is our guiding principle. Bilibili operates a number of restaurants in the United States and other parts of the world, including New York, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Chicago, London and Tokyo." One of the show's early critics was an influential content creator named Lex Berner, and in a widely publicized tirade on February 1, he said that it could only appeal to lower-class people in society who are unhappy with their lives, who enjoy life being simple and fulfilling their sexual desires. In a February 1 livestream, he reportedly called his fans the lowest ranking in the social hierarchy. Since Bilibili aired on Mushoku Tensei last month, users have complained that the show features soft pornography that insults women. As criticism of the series grew, she withdrew all 4 existing episodes and halted the release of a 5th. The show was suspended on Sunday citing technical issues, but on Monday the company also banned popular content creator Lex Berner, who has millions of fans on the platform and has criticized the controversial anime. After the ban on Lex Berner's, Bilibili released a statement saying that the user made many inappropriate comments about live streaming and violated the relevant rules of his community. Episode 1143 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Heidi Cook. Adios.